Hi, I'm Gerald Umensky. I'm a family law lawyer, and I work with Campbell Clark Umensky here in Ottawa. We're going to talk about the difference between common law marriages and marriages. A lot of people believe that there's no difference after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, but in fact, there is a very significant difference. In a marriage, the parties get together, and on a specific day, they stand in front of the entire world, and they say, for better or for worse, till death do us part. And when they do that, they create a contract. And that contract creates an economic partnership of interest that will continue from the day they're married until the day they die or the day they separate. Everything that they accrue over that time, whether it be assets or liabilities, becomes property accrued during the course of the marriage and is divisible between them. Common law couples don't do that. Common law couples generally have an evolving relationship that starts with one person moving their closet into the closet of the other, and the relationship develops from there. At the end of the day, it may not be any difference in terms of its resemblance to marriage, but it lacks one fundamental commitment, and that is the commitment to create that economic partnership of interest. Therefore, the property that is accrued over a common law relationship is not necessarily divisible. You first look to determine who owns the property, and it's assumed that that person owns the property. And the other person must be able to establish that they've contributed to that property in some way in order to acquire an interest. That's the simple rule. There's 1,000 variations to that. But the essential difference is there is no divisible property regime in common law relationships that is automatic as there is in marriage. As far as support obligations are concerned, with regards to support for kids or support for spouses, if a common law couple have been living together for a period of 3 years or some period less than that where they have children together, then the law of spousal support is basically exactly the same as it is for married couples. And the law of child support is exactly the same regardless of whether the parties have ever lived together. In essence, marriage is a contract and a economic partnership of interest, and common law is not. I'm Gerald Umensky. If you're looking for further information, feel free to check us out at CCY Family Law here in Ottawa.